to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to
Heart. You are on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. And family, today I did mention that today we are going to also profile Pastor Stephen. He is in studio with me right now, and it is such an awesome pleasure to be hosting him today right here for Heart to Heart. Now, I am doing certain things here in studio, making sure that when I start talking to him, we sound good. We sound good. And so, yeah, just preparing a little bit of this and that just to get us ready right there. And let me take a moment and just greet Pastor Stephen in studio. Muruti. I think now that you have been in South Africa for some time, when I say Muruti, you're not puzzled, right?
I'm not puzzled, of course. I totally understand what Muruti means.
You totally. You totally, 100%.
Yes,
100% understand what it means. Welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you so much, my sister.
Your first time here?
Very first time.
Oh, really?
Very first time.
Really?
Yeah, though I've been hearing about Radio Pulpit and how powerful and how people love you. I think this is the first time.
That is like really God's grace, right there. It is like really God's grace to be loved like that and to be appreciated by our listeners, you know. Yeah. And so welcome. And today we are talking about you. You're not only a musician, I understand.
Yes, not only a musician. I'm a pastor, you know.
Yeah.
I became a pastor when I was 21 years old.
What?
And at the age of 19, I got a call to, you know, ministry. God specifically spoke to me to go to the Bible school. After that, 2 years later, I became a pastor.
Yeah.
I am also very passionate. The first gift I ever functioned with in the house of God was music. You know, songs. I'm a songwriter. I'm a singer.
Yeah.
I think the way the passion for music came about. While growing up, I had a problem. I was the stammerer. I stuttered.
Oh.
Yes, I had that problem until I was 19.
Wow.
You know, so music was my
go-to
place.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm alone, when I get teased at school. You know,
you were teased because you were stuttering.
Stuttering, yeah. You know, sometimes my classmates, they want to have fun. So they just see me seated in a corner, you know, just, you know, with myself. And they just come and, you know, poke me and want to, you know, because they want to see me perform. You know, I guess they thought it was funny to see me struggle to talk.
Ah.
You know, and so that was a very painful experience. But while growing up,
I can imagine.
Yeah, yeah. You know, while growing up, my mother loved music so much. And because of that part of my life, I also took to music.
So how old were you? I'm sure you were younger than 10.
Very young. You know, I think, very young, about 9 years old.
Okay.
You know, then, you know. It really helped me, you know. I believe that there are areas in our lives where we think that, you know, we are deficient in. But God wants to use that to help us develop a passion or a gift in other areas in our lives that we least expected. And I think, you know, my stuttering made me, you know, love music. And music is the only thing that I did then that I did not stutter. It's amazing. You stutter when you want to talk, but when you sing, you don't stutter. So music became the thing that I, you know, used to express myself.
And did it also become therapeutic for you as well?
Very, very therapeutic. Especially when you know, it was and it still is gospel music. Very, very, very.
And where's the stuttering now? See, God?
It's gone. It's gone. And when I was 19, when God called me to the Bible school, I felt, God, you must be a joker. You know, you must be a joker.
So you, Muruti, share notes with Moses.
Yes.
And also share notes with David.
Yes, of course.
So when we get to heaven, you'll be sitting next to them trying to understand.
Trying to understand.
Why didn't you stop stuttering? I mean, you met with God.
Yes.
That's like really amazing
Amazing.
Because I think also David, when it comes to David, music was his run to because he was rejected at home. And so for him to run to music and be close to the Lord was the best.
Yes.
And this is, wow, that's like really amazing.
Amazing.
And so now you went into Bible school and and you studied. But now, how, and then you became a pastor?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important for me to make this point.
Okay.
Because God will only meet you at the place of obedience.
Uh-huh.
At the place of obedience. When God called me, I doubted and I felt God wanted to make a mess out of me and a fool out of me.
Yeah.
How can you call a stutterer to become a pastor?
Eish.
I mean, how am I going to share the word of God?
Eish.
But because I was convicted, I knew. The Bible says my sheep heareth my voice and they obey me. I knew it was God. Man, I'm even feeling very emotional, you know. Whenever I share this testimony, the anointing of that very experience comes on board, and there's just something that makes it electrical, you know. When God told me, I said, God, but I cannot, but I just still found myself on track going. When I went to the Bible school, I registered and everything, I sat down and I began, I was feeling at that time, what am I going to learn? I've been in the church for years. You know, what am I going to learn here that I've not heard the pastor preach?
I know it all.
But guess what? The gospel of Christ hit me in a different dimension. And at the end of the day, I began to clamor for more. And one day I told God, I say, it will be a mistake if you don't use me. Because you've opened my eyes to see, you know, the privilege you have given to me. What it took you to salvage my life. And that, you know, began to purge me. You know, I didn't know what was going on. Nobody laid hands on me. But 1 year later, my mother called me one day and she said, have you observed that there is a change, you know, in you? And I said, in me? How? I began to look at myself, you know, funny. Did I reduce weight or what?
What's wrong with
me? So my mom said, don't be naughty. Don't be naughty, child.
Yeah.
And she told me, have you observed that you don't stutter anymore? Immediately,
you were not even aware that you are not longer stuttering.
I wasn't aware. The presence of God, the infilling of the word of God did the work of healing without my knowledge. And it, you know, my desire to serve God, I became so crazy about God, you know. And when my mother told me that, I break down in tears. I felt an anointing hit me like a lightning bolt. The reality, you know, I still feel, I just feel goosebumps, you know. It's a testimony that I cannot stop sharing, you know, because of how it affected my life.
It's really amazing.
It's amazing.
What God can do. It's really amazing.
It
and
is.
It's truly also humbling to see God at work, you know, and how he does things. I mean, you were not even aware.
Not aware.
Gone. That it's gone because he had already taken care of it. You were so busy with him.
In the place of obedience,
yes,
I say. You know, just for the purpose of the audience. You know,
obedience,
the Bible says, is better than sacrifice.
You
know, you may be charismatic. You may have all the talents and all the giftings and everything. You can speak in tongues.
But if you're not obedient.
If you're not obedient to the word of God or to the instructions of God, you know, you must learn how to walk in accordance to the word of God, the Bible, and also the spoken word of God to you. He speaks to our spirit. He tells us what to do as children of God. To as many who are led by the Spirit of God,
they are the sons of God.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Mother God. Such
Jesus.
An amazing God. Such an amazing testimony right there, Muruti. And so now you are continuing in obedience, and where's your music ministry at this time? Are you still ministering song-wise at that time?
at that time...
Oh, you never stopped. You've been ever since.
Yeah. I never stopped. Uh-huh. I never stopped. But after I became a pastor, after I had gone through my, you know, Bible school, you know, someone who could not speak before now can speak.
Wait, just pause right there before we go back again. So I understand that maybe I'm wrong. I'm expecting that in... Bible school, you'd be sent out or you'd be given a task to come preach at the front.
Yes.
Okay. So how are you doing that? How were you going through?
Then, right? Yeah. At that time.
Yeah. Before the miracle happened. Yeah. Yes.
What happened then was that people knew me to have that problem.
Right.
So I wasn't really put at the forefront.
Oh.
But you see... After the lecture phase of Bible school, there is a 3 months phase of practical, where you go for your practicals. And that was where God displayed his splendor.
Goodness.
He displayed his power. And I, for the first time, you know, experienced myself speaking fluently. And at every given time when I spoke, it was almost like I wasn't the one speaking. You understand? And I preached so well that the anointing tore, you know, across the crowd. People will come to me and say, there is just something about you. When you speak, there is an authority in your voice. When you share your testimony, we just feel that same. And that is the thing. When you are in obedience with whatever God has called you to do, God will magnify every little thing you do. You don't need to lift a finger. Just be in
that's not
position. Your job. It's not your job.
No.
Just be in the position and God will wreak havoc in the camp of the enemy and bless those who are in expectation to hear his voice and receive from him.
Wow. Amen. That's an awesome testimony. I see family members writing and you are trying to call in. You can call in. I do have time to take your call. I see Ntate Mohali Jeffrey Malaja saying good day, family. Good day to you, Ntate. Thank you so much for being with us. Hoping that Alice is Rahmet E. And I see James Ferdinand Van Zyl saying good Dumela Muruti and Queen Spo. Thank you. And he continues to say, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10, 17. And that's how your faith was catapulted through hearing the word of God when you were obedient. Wendy Chivell, hello to you. Thank you. Babumbi Sangubeni says, morning, Sisbongi and the pastor. I learned something from what the pastor just mentioned. I was wondering, my brother-in-law has a beautiful girl who is also stuttering. But every time, I think when she sings, she doesn't, and she loves singing a lot. Every time we have our family evening prayer, she always jumps to start a song. Great,
that is a good start.
A word on her life.
I just want to say something.
Yeah,
that I decree and I declare.
Yeah,
upon that girl.
Yeah.
That the same power, the Bible says, if the same power that raised Christ from the dead, if that same power lives in you, it will vitalize your mortal body. So I speak right now. What's the name of that girl?
He didn't mention the name.
I speak right now to you, daughter of Zion, that God is about to stir up something that even if you were told, you will not believe it. God is in the business of using the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
Wow.
And I want to tell you, you are on your way to making headlines. Mm. You are on your way to becoming a great testimony that when people will look at you, they will say, it can only be God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that thing that happens where people cannot even find words to express or to describe. They just say, it can only be God. Mm-hmm. And I pray that God will establish you in your worship, in your praise to him. Mm-hmm. He will grow you strong and well-rooted in him. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Holy One of Israel, I pray. Amen.
Those words were were spoken to Tandoluhle. Yes, Tandoluhle. A beautiful love.
Amen.
That's the name of
beautiful
the girl.
Love. Yeah, beautiful not just love. But no, beautiful. Love.
Yeah.
Amen.
So those words were spoken upon her Babumbuiswa show. I believe in these last days, God is about to show off with so many things.
Amen.
And so you are standing here, and now this has become your. It's we have to talk about music, the music family. But you have become a testimony for many to say that God is able to do beyond our expectations. He says he will do it exceedingly abundantly above all we can think or even imagine.
Hallelujah.
So even our imagination cannot understand and grasp and comprehend for what he's about to do. May it be so to Tandoluhle. Let's take the first song by Muruti, and then we come to talk about are the songs already on our media platforms already?
Yes.
Then you'll get me into trouble with Facebook if I play it on Facebook. Okay, the first song that we have here, it's called Baya Dankie.
Yeah.
This is Pastor Stephen Opukiri.
Yeah.
He'll be giving us that song in a short while. And may it bless your heart. Baya Dankie, Muruti.
Amen.
Okay, now.
Come on. Hey.
Okay. Wow, I must say, wow, 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 what a song.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Beautiful sounds coming there from Pastor Stephen Opukiri and the song Baya Dankie. And I'm like, Baya Dankie, Muruti, Baya Dankie.
Yes.
Who can Baya Dankie? Yeken Afrikaans?
Yes, Biki Afrikaans.
Biki, not the Biki.
You know,
That's like really beautiful. It's for, I think young people would dance.
That's the thing. You know, I am very passionate about young people.
Mm-hmm.
And God has given me such an insight of how to reach young people. What you hear about me concerning music is just one part
of who you are,
of who I am.
So you're young at heart.
Very young at heart. Very young at heart. And I think I would like to just tell you, you know, where this song came from.
Yeah, because I'm like, Baya Dankie.
Who
come by? Okay. James Ferdinand Fazil says, this is touching. Awesome. Is it on YouTube as well? Is it on YouTube?
It's on about 58 platforms.
Ah.
You know, Spotify.
All of those.
Apple, yes.
Okay.
It's all there.
Emmy Smith says, Swangile, that was one awesome song. Oh, wow. Love it.
Bless you, Swangile.
I wish I had that show that Janine and Wimvenant Rousseau have, where they would even ask you, how many times would you want to hear it? Should it? Okay, and got that, Emmy, got that. Pastor Benji Mutong says, what a dance song, Baya Dankie. Pastor. See, Pastor Bonsong Gwenya says, good day, Sbo, tuned in, dancing to the song, Baya Dankie. Me too, I was dancing. Me too. Pietra Small says, me too.
me too.
At work, I was also dancing. Jacqueline Shalom J says, blessings, Bongile and sir and family. Sir, you have been blessed with a beautiful voice that carries the authority of Yahshua when you speak. I am overjoyed to also hear
you
speaking scripture when speaking into that girl's spirit.
Mm.
In today's world, not many pastors really speak and pray scripture.
Mm.
It is refreshing to hear.
Amen.
May you daily rise like an edifies higher and higher. Shalom J. And she says, like your Afrikaans. Mrs. Pindile Mbata says, good day, my queen and pastor. Baya danki. And me too, I was a little stuttering. Okay, she was stuttering when she was little. I minister the word, don't know what happened. I'm no longer stuttering. Thanks
Praise
for
God.
The testimony. This is Sis Pindile. Wow, such great testimonies right there. I heard her. She's a prayer, an intercessor.
Wow.
And when she's into prayer, and so when she prays here, you can't even tell she was there. Even when she calls in and says, Swangile, this, you're like, oh, you'd not even think.
The Spirit of God quickens our mortal bodies.
Yeah. That's what the Bible says in the book of Romans.
Amen.
That's what it says. Now, tell us about Baya Danki. Where does it come from?
Okay. Now, Baya Danki, I remember when I was way back home, you know, and God called me to come, you know, to a missionary organization here in South Africa called Youth with a Mission.
I know.
While I was in Nigeria, there was this passion in my heart, and I told God, God, I don't want to do ministry, you know, as usual. I want something outside.
Shouldn't be just usual business.
You understand? We're supposed to be supernaturally natural. You know, we walk outside of the natural.
Mm.
And there were things that I felt at that time that I needed, you know, to acquire in terms of knowledge and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And God gave me that opening to come to South Africa to a place called Worcester.
Yeah.
And Worcester is in the Western Cape, you know, close to Cape Town. You know, they speak the Praat Afrikaans.
Yeah, hele Praat maar Afrikaans.
So when I came down, I, you know, had a 3-month lecture phase in YWAM, and we were sent to a town called Tulbagh. Tulbagh is about 1 hour drive from Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
So we were there, and they were predominantly Afrikaans speaking people there.
Mm.
So we were at the lodge of a particular AFM church or one they call it Akis church or something like that. But anyway, so whenever we had time, we go to spa to buy groceries and all that. So when I went there one day, I saw this chicken, you know, roaster, you know,
when
chicken just rolls inside the roaster and it's just so appetizing. Like, so I went and I picked one of those, you know, chickens, the one that they've already bagged. And so I went to the till to pay. So this lady was turning the chicken round and round, trying to scan it through, you know, but somehow the way she behaved, I thought she was looking at the chicken. I didn't know she was trying to scan it in. So I stood there. Then after some time, I heard clop, meaning it scanned through. Then she looked at me and she smiled and said, buy a donkey. So when she said buy a donkey, what I heard was did you buy a donkey?
Oh my.
You understand?
Yeah.
This is true. This is true story, you know.
And then
and she laughed.
Yeah.
She burst
So you asked, did I buy a donkey?
I said, no, I didn't buy a donkey. This is chicken. So she laughed. She thought I was, you know, trying to crack a joke.
Yeah.
But she laughed. So I said, you know, why are you laughing?
Yeah.
Then the other ladies, about four of them on the tails, they began to, you know, ask
interpret.
Her in Afrikaans. No, ask her in Afrikaans, what happened?
Yeah, what did you say? Yeah.
So she told them, and they all began to laugh,
at
me. So the lady, when they finished laughing, he said, sorry, sir, let me explain to you what it means. Baya danki means thank you very much.
Yeah.
So I just hit my head and say, oh, ignorance. You know, language barrier. I heard, did you buy a donkey? I didn't hear buy a donkey. She said, I said, buy a donkey. I said, wow.
So,
and that was where that word, the first word that captivated my heart, buy a donkey, you know. So when one day I was out on evangelism and suddenly I just began to hear, baya, 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 donkey.
Oh.
Baya, 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 donkey.
Oh, wow.
Baya, 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 donkey. Jesus, Jesus.
Wow.
So that was how I started writing the song, Baya Donkey. So, you know, it's just so amazing how God can give you a message, you know, from something that was supposed to be a mistake, or something that was supposed to be, you know, a language.
It had to capture your attention, you know, get your attention.
Yes.
So,
yes,
yeah.
You know, and guess what? You know, 2 years later,
you recorded.
That, I actually got married to a girl from George, Afrikaans speaking. So,
wow.
So, ek is klein bietjie Afrikaans praat. Die Here jou op my, né?
Ja. So. No, ons is baie, baie bly dat die Here is really helping you. Mhloyi, I think it's Mfundisi Mhloyi also saying baie, baie, dankie. I think the song, it's capturing... and the sound, you can't place it. You can't say it's South African. It's what is it?
It is contemporary gospel.
It is unique.
Unique, and that is one of the things that God has given to me.
Yeah.
I love church music. I love choir music. But you see, I've come to discover that so many people don't always listen to choir music. Not all the time.
You have different styles.
So you have to cut across. This is something that the intention is to cut across to the secular world.
Wow.
You know, the beat, the dance, and also a youthful thing. You know.
Yeah.
I've got choir songs, but you see, when you really want to get across to a certain, you know, a crowd of people, you need to diversify. You know, you don't compromise, but you diversify. Music.
The message is the same.
The message is the
same.
But
what I love about the sound is that you can't place it.
Yeah.
Really. I'm trying to figure out. I'm like, no, it's not.
It has a little bit of Indian in it.
A little bit of Hawaiian.
Yes, Hawaiian in it.
That's why I'm like...
Of reggae, you know.
And then South African as well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, you can't place it. You know, you really can't place it. And you say you heard a melody.
Yes.
You heard... So God is giving you songs.
Songs, yes. I've written over 60 songs.
Wow.
Over 60. And
so all your songs are written by you.
Yes, written by me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I don't intend to always, you know, there are times that I will pick out some old folk songs and sing for the sake
of... Because you are called for everyone.
Everyone, yeah.
You are called for everyone, not just a certain crowd.
Crowd, yes.
Yeah. And who are you working with in your album?
In my album, I'm working with Promac.
Okay.
He's a very, very, very talented music producer.
Uh-huh.
I'm also a music producer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in fact, when we work together, he tells me, Pastor, the only thing that you needed to have done is to learn how to play the keyboard and program stuff. Because you just show
you're
me,
there.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So it's something that I've been doing. I wrote my first song at the age of 12.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I've been very passionate about music, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Music, you know, takes me faster to the presence of God. Once I just immerse myself in singing sincerely, you know, from my heart, something just happens, you know, and that's my go-to place.
Wow.
That's my go-to place.
Well, I see a message that I missed earlier on here. I did read Wendy Chevelle saying nice video as well, watching us through Facebook. Tate Musiami Tlamelang says, indeed, messages of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are born again, it is the power of God's salvation.
Amen.
Wow, that's like really awesome.
Amen.
Our time is so jealous. It's flying like I don't know what. And so we should be wrapping up our talk with you. Now, there is another song that I see here. It's called He Was Crucified.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Because
that's the next song I'm going to play.
Oh, man. Everybody, I just want you to listen to this song.
Yeah.
Because this song, you know, came to me about 20 years ago that this song came to me. And it was a time when my heart was mesmerized by the love of God.
Wow.
And by the sacrifice.
Were you going through something in life?
Going through, you know, a very good patch in life where my heart was overwhelmed with the love of Christ and knowing what he had to go through for my salvation.
Mm.
You know, he died for me and that has given me, you know, that opportunity to be reconciled to my heavenly Father.
Mm.
And I enjoy being in that relationship where I call on him, Abba, and he answers. You know, when you speak to him, you know, when you are in that place with God, when you speak, you just know, you feel him all around you.
Mm.
And the message of the cross, you know, was something that always, you know, made me wonder that, you know, the Bible says, you know, there is no greater love that a man should lay down his life for a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus did this for me, you know, and the song is to remind each and every believer that Jesus was crucified.
Mm.
You know, he died to set a sinner free like you and me, you know, and we need to know that they stretch him, you know, high. You know, he hung his head. For me, he died.
Mm.
You know, it breaks my heart. That's what the song says. See the way they crucified the Lord. It breaks my heart. You know, he died to set a sinner free like you and me.
Sure.
You know.
Any challenges as you have recording, or the Lord has just been good throughout?
Oh, there has been challenges.
Yeah.
You know, whenever God has given you something that is going to crush the head of Satan.
Yeah.
Satan will not fold his hands to watch.
Mm-hmm.
He will make sure he comes at you, you know, through either finances, and that has been one major issue, finances, you know, and sometimes you have prepared yourself, you are going to record today, and suddenly you woke up, you know, with a cracked voice, and you begin to ask yourself, but what's going on here? Then you have to do, you know, fight some battles, and when you go to the studio and they've just mastered your songs, and you come out and you begin to hear a squeaky noise in it, you know, whatever. Sometimes, you know, like this song.
I understand what you're talking about. Yeah.
You know, even this song, Crucified.
Mm.
I know, I can tell you, after we finished recording of this song, there was a spiritual onslaught attack.
Wow.
You know, so the enemy sees and he knows that which is going to make an impact in the ears and in the hearts of men.
Mm.
So he wants to stop you. But you who are a warrior in God,
keep pressing
on. Keep on pressing on.
Yeah.
I will always tell people, challenges are food for champions and not chickens.
Mm-hmm.
Don't chicken out. Champion in. Your God is great and he will stand by you and win the victory on your behalf.
I think your wife is watching. Melissa Opukiri.
Oh my goodness.
Pass your love. Give your love before I say goodbye.
Hey, honey. Handed. I love you, my darling. Thank you for all the support. Thank you for all the love that you've shown to me and just believing in me. Thank you so much. I love you, my wife.
On this bye, thank you, Melissa, as the kingdom of God, that you also allow this man to minister unto us.
Amen.
So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Alles van die beste, moving forward.
Thank you.
And may the Lord see you through in your ministries, in all ministries that you do.
Amen.
May he bless you. May he keep you. Make his face shine upon you. Be Amen. Gracious to you. Give
yes.
you his peace and good success.
Amen.
May the music that he has placed in your heart, because he has called you into that space, may it minister to God's people, heal
Amen.
And restore lives in Jesus' mighty name. And you said, they are available on all media platforms, right?
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. And one would find beautiful songs like Put Your Praise On and He Was Crucified. By a Donkey.
Mm.
So we're going to He Was Crucified.
Yes, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you so much for gracing our studios. And yeah, alles van die beste moving forward.
Amen.
Family, beautiful, beautiful.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.